Hey, it's Peter Sagal from NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and of course, the Chernobyl podcast. I wanted to tell you about a new podcast I'm doing with HBO that I think will be right up your alley as a discerning consumer of official companion podcasts to prestige television series. It's called the Plot Against America podcast. Similar to the Chernobyl podcast, I'll be sitting down with another series creator and executive producer to discuss a new HBO limited series episode by episode. This time, it's with David Simon. You know, David Simon, The Wire, Tremé, buy for a dollar, sell for $2, that guy. We'll be talking all about The Plot Against America, the limited series that he adapted from Philip Roth's novel of the same name. The Plot Against America imagines an alternative American history told through the eyes of a working-class Jewish family in New Jersey. The story follows the family as they watch the political rise of Charles Lindbergh, the aviator hero and xenophobic populist, who in this version of history becomes president and turns the nation towards fascism. On the podcast, we'll be getting into the narrative and artistic choices David made while adapting the novel, the historical context, what this story can teach us about our current moment, and how David's own Jewish upbringing influenced so much of what you see on this series. I know you already want to go and hit subscribe, which you can and absolutely should do, but in the meantime, here's a little taste of our very first conversation. There are a lot of things you approached. You had to change. TV is different from novels. And we'll get to some of the changes you made as we go through the episodes. But perhaps the biggest challenge, I would think, is changing the book from the first-person perspective of Philip Roth. It's written from the perspective of an adult Philip Roth looking back on his childhood. It's so suffused with his consciousness as a 10-year-old. It's right. So much through his eyes, right. Literally, like just the things he saw and observed. And I'm assuming that that's something you immediately had to grapple with.
Yeah, we looked at that and said, can't sustain 6 hours of TV from the point of view of a 10-year-old boy.
Right.
You can glean all kinds of wonderment and innocence and confusion and maybe even occasional moments of young insight, but whole themes are going to run right by him. Plus, you know, in order to tell the story of America turning to fascism through the life of a family, you need to extend the reach of the family into the world. The reason the novel is so powerful is it's all from the point of view of this Levin family living room and what the family is going through and what's happening to the family. That's the spine of the piece. But that gives you the power to say something that's so important for right now, which is this is a book about the spectrum between resistance and complicity in a time of political upheaval and in a time where right and wrong are delivered to everybody's doorstep.
Right.
Like we live in a time where fundamental American values are now being challenged. It's not the first time it's happened, but it's our time. And so here's this novel where he's using allegorically this moment 80 years ago where America could have gone one way or the other. And he's exploring that. And if you're a viewer of this thing and you're at all political, or you all feel any responsibility for your society, Roth is rubbing your nose in it.
The Plot Against America podcast is out now. So go subscribe to the podcast, watch the premiere, then listen to the first episode. We'll be back after every episode airs Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on HBO. You can subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the HBO apps, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcasts.